you so high, and I received so much light. It was all in my third eye, and I almost had a full Kundalini awakening tuning into that, and it was just very powerful. So thank you.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. Awesome, awesome. Yeah. Very cool. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hi, honey. And say your first name.
Lachlan.
Say it one more time.
Lachlan.
Open up. When you say Lachlan, I hear lock. And when I'm looking at you, you're like a hope chest standing up and it's locked. So what we want to do is open you up inside. Say your name again, my love. Allow yourself to spill the beans. Allow yourself to breathe. Allow yourself to demonstrate the truth of self, the truth of your inner vision, the truth of, say your name again, my love. The truth of who you are inside. The energy that I have running on your behalf inside of my vessels is so extraordinary, exciting, justifiably brilliant, strong, wise, powerful, 14 feet tall. Like, I'm looking at you and you're touching my ceiling, and you've been to my place. I have very high ceilings, you know, they slant and all that. They're very high, and there you are, nice and high. So that's who you are, my love, and that's who the world wants to see. So the card I have is light, and the card I have is hope. But if you look inside hope, imagine that's a male image, there you are in your light. Say your name again, my love.
Welcome.
You're about to dream big. You're about to dream wise. So, you know, there's no accident that your message came after Jenny's little message, because she was talking about the truth of self. What that was is, I just basically asked her to say a prayer for me. And she did, and she opened up to the light and all this, and this is the point. And so you're next. You're next, honey. So this is about you opening up sincere to really be who you are, to really go off the page, to really bring forth your love's demonstration. So I don't know, imagine, we'll just be a fashion major, because that's what my son's doing these days, and you know, he's making pants just like everyone and whatever. But what he really wants to do, well, that takes a little springboard. That takes a little bit more spiritual muscle. That takes a little bit more adventure inside, because you have to trust the truth of self. So imagine he wanted to add some, oh, I don't know, something that was not conservative or was not traditional, but that it's something that's being suggested by the light, that somehow this is going to serve the light if everyone gets involved and everyone notices and everything's energy and there's an energetic application for what he's envisioning. That's how I feel about you. That, remember, we started out with you with a hope chest. So a hope chest is like what you want, hope for your future, what you want to bring forth. And when I'm looking at you and I'm looking at your literal chest, you're bringing forth light. And when I'm going like this, I just have these like fibers of light, fibers of light, fibers of light. So I don't know what your next thing is going to be, but you're extraordinary and you're like a little gun shy. It's sort of like, and I'm going to tell you why you're gun shy. It's just, I don't know. You're from a very high dimensional reality. And I just got confirmation in the corner of my room when I said that. So the earth plane is not your first choice, quite frankly. So you're here, but you're here a little begrudgingly. So I feel like you and Jen travel to other dimensional realities in your sleep time state and take a breath. So you're kind of here, but it's just not your favorite cup of tea. So there's this tendency sometimes to kind of check out. And here's the thing, you are so good. You are so extraordinary that you can do that and you can still get the A. You can still be superior. You can still make a heck of a splash. So what your soul's saying to you is, okay, you know, you've played halfway and look how much you've accomplished. What if you go all the way? What if you really let the cat out of the bag? What if you really let society see who you truly are? Say your name again, my love.
Welcome.
You're going to be counting the cash all the way home to the bank. There you go, triumph. So you want to bring out your true self. You want to bring out your true self. There's, how would I say it? This world's a little goofy, you know? So the true self's not always appreciated. So that's the reason for a little bit of shyness. But what I can guarantee you, say your name one more time.
Welcome.
Is it as you allow yourself to shine, as you allow yourself to stand true, as you agree to no longer hold yourself back, say your name one more time.
Welcome.
You already know. So the first card I pulled was mental conflict. I notice I'm coughing. But what I get from that is the mind takes over. Well, this, well, that, well. And you kind of talk yourself down. If you let go of the talking and you simply say your name again, sweetheart.
Welcome.
Thank you. You simply trust the light. You simply trust your own intuition. I'll tell you when you get yourself in trouble, you overthink it. So you think, and then you're like, okay, but then they're going to think this, so then I should do this, and then maybe they're going to do that, so I'm going to do that. And then what happens is you just get further and further away from your trust of self, from your light. So you want to consider yourself to know. In other words, you do know. You want to stay with that always. And so I do know, and I do stay present, and I do support myself. Say your name again, my love.
Welcome.
And from that steady increase, where I support myself, where I don't leave myself, the energy I have coming through my crown chakra for you is so significant, so substantial. The card I have is recognition and reward. Say your name one more time.
Welcome.
You got to stand up. I know you stand up all day long, but when you're standing up energetically, you are a powerhouse. You are just that strong. And that's what you're learning to achieve. Say your name one more time, my love.
Welcome.
You got money coming. When I'm looking at you, you've got this very thick bankroll. So cute. And it's like with the thumb. Like $100 bills, $200 bills, $300 bills. So I feel like they're showing that so that you understand what's coming down the line, that you understand the power that you're asserting, that you're deciding to be engaged in. And there you go, partnership and alliance. Say your name one last time.
Welcome.
When I keep talking to you, I find myself like pressing into you to get you to stay steady, to get you to stay straight. And so what I get from that is you're gonna need to learn to do that. And there's this tendency to kind of want to shut down or say F it or whatever it is, and that's okay. But you just sort of wanted to notice that or monitor that or have meditative awareness of that. And it's a bit like Heidi's initial message, if you happen to be present for that, where she had to trust inside. In other words, she has the old energy and the new energy, and so she's learning to commit to the new. It's the same thing with you, where when I look at you, I walk away from you and you get a little tiny bit wobbly and it's like, stay up straight. But here's what I want to say to you. You're so good and you respond so quickly that your card, again, is recognition and reward. So you get that twice. So that's what's staying in your good favor now and always. Say your name one more time.
Welcome.
Trust what excites you. I don't know what it is, but imagine like I do this, you know, all day long, every day. It's really cool. But I start noticing, you know, people seem to really like this, or I seem to really feel that. And what if I just did more of that? Or what if that became my little, I don't know, pet signature touch or whatever it is. Say your name again, sweetheart. You've got more, what would you call that? You've got more specialties than you imagine. Really trust what you like. Trust what turns you on. Trust what God's given you to receive. Say your name one more time, my love.
Welcome.
It's so good. It's so good, but you want to stay present, you want to stay actively involved, and just notice that. I do the same thing, to be honest, you're in great company. but you want to stay actively involved because that's going to give you your presence of your new lifestyle. Say your name one last time.
Welcome.
Thank you. So it's a little bit like take a pause, not a break, or take a break, not a giving up kind of thing. There's something about energetically staying present. Like, I'm present, I'm just taking 10. But I'm present, I'm just taking a small break. You'll notice it. You'll notice it. They're trying to keep your range a little bit higher. That's going to help you as well. But nevertheless, your final outcome cards continue consistently to be extremely positive. Before, I had two recognition and reward cards. And now here's your success and growth from your other deck. Say your name one last time.
Welcome.
Third eye chakra. It's good. Keep the height. That is your message. I hope it helps. And did you have a question today?
Thank you. I don't know if you can say, like, practically how I can get more abundance.
Sure. Get that wad of cash, I see. I still see you holding that wad of cash. One moment, my love. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Welcome.
And say your name one more time, my love.
Welcome.
Thank you. Unlock the gate. Unlock the gate. Don't be afraid to try. Don't be afraid to put yourself out. When I'm looking at you, you hold yourself back. You're a little conservative. You're a little burnt out. But remember the passion. Remember the desire. Remember, like, why you do what you do to begin with. And the more you get excited about it, rather than like a drudgery or work, that's gonna put you in the right state. So when I do that, new vitality world card. I mean, that looks like good luck to me. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Welcome.
You have magic up your sleeve. You have abilities you haven't tested. So be excited, be passionate about what you do, and then you will see. I'm making this up, but imagine if I wanted to make more money. I may put something on every spiritual group I can find, and just advertise. Hold on a second. Say your name again, my love.
Welcome.
Demonstrate what you do best. Demonstrate what you do best. There are many people that have need of your abilities. They need to see it. They need to see it demonstrated. So I don't know if you want to add like pictures or videos to everything you could possibly find. There are more places than you're visiting is all I know. When I'm looking at you, you have a very small little range. I mean, it's good, but you can go wider. You can go wider. And when I'm doing that, the energy is extraordinary. So, if you've made cold calls to different developers or different whatever, it's like make your circle bigger, or you've posted your offerings on I don't know, Boynton Beach raw thing, make sure you do Jupiter, make sure you do Miami, like whatever it is, there's just more. So you want passion. When I say aggressive, I don't mean like angry aggressive. I mean like a dog going after a bone. In terms of what you would refer to as making the sale, for whatever reason, that becomes very mechanical with you. And, oh gosh, let me clean that up here a little bit. Say your name one more time, my friend.
Welcome.
Thank you. Make it a win-win. Like, have that in your energy. Have that in your desire. Have that in your assumption, where it's just like what I do here. It's like it should be a win-win. I should have compensation for the energy I put out, but it should be something that is within people's typical range. So it's not like, what would be that word? Like a hindrance to them. So it should be win-win, in other words. So when you're holding that, number one, the whole business concept is gone. It's not business, it's not commerce, it's energy. It's filling people's desires, making them happy, improving their quality of life, and wanting everyone to be happier for it at the end. Say your name again, my love.
Welcome.
Then it's fun, then it's light. Say your name one more time, my friend.
Welcome.
Thank you. So you want to remember the energies have shifted on Earth. So your ability to manifest right now is extraordinary. It literally doesn't matter what happened yesterday. It doesn't matter what happened this morning. What matters, say your name one more time.
Welcome.
Is what you choose for tomorrow. Is what you choose for tomorrow. When I'm looking at you, it's the energy, say your name again, sweetheart.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's the energy that casts your good favor. So remember, it's the energy. When I'm talking to you or anyone, I could be babbling. People may or may not understand a word I'm saying, but they catch on to the energy and it shifts their field. So this is the point. It's like your energy is what matters. When your energy is in the passion, when your energy is to have it be profitable for all, you're going to get like the angst or the worry or whatever. And then the passion, go and see, go and explore, go hand your business card. You may get a, like, who knows? You may be advertising for one thing and they're like, well, we don't need that. But what we could use is, oh, I could do that. Because my friend, you're the master. So let's do final outcomes. Say your name one last time.
Welcome.
Thank you. Recognition and reward, sir. I hope that's good for you. I hope that helps, honey.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Very, very helpful. Thank you.
Awesome. Hello, Katie. Thanks for waiting, if you're still there.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. And say your first name.
Katie.
Say it one more time.
Katie.
Be excited. Be excited. I have keys in your hand. Gosh, every time I tune into you, something's coming to you and it's getting closer and now you've got keys. I mean, this is pretty exciting. Katie, say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie.
You're about to open the door. I just feel like you're about to have a birthday party and I'm like, I better be invited. You're about to open a door. Destiny, I'm gonna sit on your lap. We're all coming to sit on your lap. I don't know what it is, but it feels wonderful. One, like you've waited a long time. You've been very patient journeyman, they're saying. Say your name again, my love.
Katie.
Stay committed to the light, stay committed to love. You're doing really well. Stay the course. Continue to shine. So this is when you're gonna stay positive no matter what. This is where I trust the light, but it's raining, I trust the light, but it's hailing, I trust the light, but I trust the light. This is where trusting, it's like a faith walk, partnership and alliance. Say your name again, my love.
Katie.
You're about to open a door to something is all I know. I literally have like a gate to a property and it's opening. It's opening. Oh, I'm so curious. One moment, sweetheart. Katie, say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie.
Keep focusing on the light. Whatever you're doing, it's working. It's not as fast as you want, but it never is, but you're on assignment. So when I'm looking at you, even though it's not in the physical arena yet, it's already beginning in the energetic. So the energetic is already changing its mind. It's already being prepared. Say your name again, my love.
Katie.
When I just said the energetic is already changing its mind, the energy I have running through my channels are, oh my gosh, talk about ascending. I mean, it's just woo, woo. It hasn't stopped. I feel like I'm sitting in the fountain of youth with Ponce de Leon or whatever. Like the energy literally has not stopped yet. This Love Begins card is so much the energy of what I'm feeling. So you see that water? Like just imagine you feeling the energy of that. That's literally what I feel coming through me. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie.
To quote Lewis Singer, don't stop believing. Really, don't stop believing. It's super good. Change is gonna, when I'm receiving you, it's a little bit like nothing happens, nothing happens, nothing happens. And then in one day, it all happens. But of course, it didn't happen in that one moment. You've been building it up and building it up and building it up, and then it reaches that one decibel, and then it makes a shift. Love begins again. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie.
Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep pressing forward. Keep holding the faith. You are so, whatever's coming, it's so close. Say your name one more time.
Katie.
Oh my gosh. So, you know how like on a conscious level, we have one experience, but on that multidimensional level, there's like so much going on. That's how I feel. There's a lot going on in the shadows and in the background in preparation. There's one last thing. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie.
Thank you. I just feel like it's all going to come together when you least expect it. There's one other thing about that, though. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie.
Trust that the divine knows. So while you're trying to call the shots and figure everything out in a linear level, spirit already has it all prearranged. There's something about maintaining a level of faith in that regard, excuse me, that's going to take you where you want to go. When I'm saying that to you, I have a picture I look at always, and I mean always, because it's the master that I studied under, and here he is, Kenshin, very nice. But anyway, when I'm saying this to you, I see elements in the trees behind him. I'm saying that to you because I never see that. And I look at this picture every single day of my life. And I've never noticed that until your energy. So the cards I have the World card, as we said. Triumph, authority, destiny. That's what's coming. That's what's coming. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie.
Don't back down, don't look down, walk forward and trust. I know we all want like the, can we see the details to that? Can we see the cliff notes? Can we understand what you're talking about? It's energetically incredibly strong. I feel like the preparation has been occurring for miles, like forever it feels like. It's been like a long time coming. But the preparations are in hand. It is coming soon. I am literally looking at Ram Dass. I love this story. Forget his guru. In any event, his guru woke up and told his staff to start preparing a meal for the evening because they were going to have like 30 visitors. And what it was Ram Dass was in town, but wasn't planning on going to the ashram for whatever reason. And in the late afternoon, absentmindedly decided to change his mind. But the guru, early in the morning, knew he was going to be changing his mind and had started dinner preparations early in the morning. That's what I'm looking at. I literally have Ram Dass walking in the countryside with his entourage on the way to the ashram. So what I get from that is that it's a very holy trek. And it just feels very holy. I mean, it really does. It really feels holy. Authority, new vitality. You got something good cooking on the stove there, sweetheart. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie.
It's energetically very, very, very good, is all I know. I mean, and when I say very good, I mean like as in capital V for very. Anything else I can tell you? Say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie.
Like, I'm going to cry for happy. Very good. Like, literally, the energy is so powerful, good, strong. That's your message. I mean, I would love to give you details. I don't know. But I don't feel like it's going to be very long before you'll know. It's that close. And your question.
Well, comment. I get so excited because the last number of messages has been that. So, yeah, I guess I'm just building excitement for whatever is to come. I have a question about, I've decided to get the dock fixed, replaced. It's necessary. And I'm in contact with two different people and one I met yesterday. And I'm wondering if you could tell me what you think about him possibly doing the job.
Sure. Say your first name and his first name.
Katie Tristan.
He may forget something, or he's very nice. He may forget something or overlook something. So you got to follow through. I don't feel like he's a bad builder or whatever you would call him. I feel like it's going to be some slight oversight. So you just need to follow up. Did you give me the things that go with it? Did you remember to give me the cover? Like, I don't know what it is, but there's something that's going to get tripped up that he's going to forget, miss. Did you remember to pull the permit? Like, I don't know what it is, but there's something. Say his name again.
Tristan.
I don't know if he's got so many things on his plate right now. I don't know if he's got a personal problem. He's not bad. It's just he may need to be reminded. I remember getting a reading. I had something I had to deal with, and it was like a big something. And I remember getting something similar where... And it was about an attorney, and they were like, you got to follow up on that because this is going on with her father and she's going to forget. Like, there wasn't anything wrong with her. She was just mildly distracted at the particular time I needed her. So if you follow up, let's see, say your name and his name.
Katie Tristan.
Say Tristan's name one more time.
Tristan.
Thank you. I wish I knew what it was. You're just going to have to follow up. You're just going to have to make sure all his ducks are in a row.
Okay.
Yeah. Was there someone else?
Bob. I haven't met him yet. Yeah.
Bob's fine. Bob's a lot more laid back, like whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
Tristan's eager beaver, but he's got something on his mind. I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Miss Kim.
Hi there.
Hi, sweetheart.
Get my recorder out. I would love a message, please.
Say your name again, my love.
Kim.
Say it one more time.
Kim.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I don't know what it is, but you're going to be on the fence. Yes, you can. I'm going to take this class. I'm going to go away for a weekend. I don't know what it is that's going to come up, but your answer is yes, you can. Say your name again, my love.
Kim.
Excuse me. You know, we've talked about this before. Like, when you get a feeling inside, trust it, honor it. Excuse me, when you're getting a feeling, when you're getting a desire, when you're getting an implication, meaning like an idea presents, trust that there's a reason. Say your name again, my love.
Kim.
You know what you're doing. Intuition. So you've got 6 months and you're going to have to replace this lady, and your intuition's like, I think I've got another few years to go. Trust your intuition. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
It's so good. Every time I get a message for you these days, this is all about you trusting your awareness, trusting your higher self. And it's really, really good. What you want to do is to release the resistance of it all. So in English, the annoyance. The more that you can drop the annoyance, I got stabbed last night. I really did. Because I was stressed doing those taxes. Anyway, I wrote to customer service for something, and oh gosh, I just found her answer mildly annoying, because she wasn't giving me the answer I needed. Whatever the answer was, I just needed the answer. But that's okay. I mean, I figured out the answer myself inside is the point. And here's the reason I'm telling you this whole story. How I did it was to drop her reason of neglect. So in other words, my ego was judging her. You know, you're not doing your job, you're not doing it well, this is what I would write in your customer service review. But at the end of the day, does any of that matter? What I want is the right answer. And what I discovered when I really realized that I had to drop all that judgment, because all judgment's self-judgment, when I dropped it all, it turns out I didn't need her at all. I knew the answer inside. I knew the answer inside. So this is the point. We're all taking off the blinders so what we can see. We're all taking off like different degrees of lack so that we can ring true to our own self, to our own style, to our own joy, to our own assembly. So the card I have is harmony. Because you're really learning to join yourself. You're really learning to enjoy yourself. You're really learning to dance inside. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
It's so good. When I look at you, I just get this imagery, and who knows how or why, but you've got this like witch's hat on, but it's not just a typical witch. It's more of like, I don't know, like a shaman witchy hat. Anyway, you're doing some kind of dance in a circle. And what I love about the dance is you're very precise. So it's sort of like pointing the toe to the left direction and then pointing the toe to the right direction. I mean, it's very practiced. And what I mean by that is it's not like a dance step. It's actually, your dance is really a ritual. So when you're pointing to the left, you're calling on the energies to the left, and then you're calling on the, like, you're really involved in a practice, and you come under great authority, meaning that you're really quite wise, you're really quite developed. So when I'm looking at you, what would be the word? Kim, say your name again, my love.
Kim.
Like, you're learning to enjoy your true nature. I don't think I could possibly find words that would be more accurate for how I feel about you right now. Like, you're really learning to enjoy who you truly are in all your accuracy, in all your affirmation, in all your sacred awareness. You're an extraordinary master of light. So an extraordinary master of light knows the answers inside. And that's what you're realizing. That's what you're staking your claim in. Say your name again, my love.
Kim.
Oh, it's just written all over you. In the most positive way. Crown chakra. I mean, that just really sums up everything I want to say. Say your name one more time, my love.
Kim.
And the important part, I'll just finish and just sort of come full circle with what we began with. The important part is not to cry. And what they mean by that is, that's why they had me share my little story last night. At first I cried. You know, at first I'm stressed and I need customer service, which is fine. But did I really need them? And did I need to get judgy? And like, was all of that energy required? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So this is where we're learning how to stand up tall, and we're learning how to stand straight, and we're learning how to stand wise, and we're learning how to stand spiritually justified inside. They keep having me say the word inside at the end, so it keeps registering to turn within, not without. Say your name one more time.
Kim.
Oh, it's so good. I mean, it just really is good. You're learning to take yourself lightly, meaning you're learning to respond to your life. And it's a learning process. It's a learning curve. And it's a good curve. Say your name one more time.
Kim.
Love is the way. So they're ending with love is the way, so you don't do what I did. So in other words, if love is the way, you don't need to tattletale. You don't need to write down someone's serial number. You just need to, like, serve the light. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
I did not fill out a customer service, I'm very happy to report. But I promised you a year ago I probably would have. So that's the whole point. So we're growing inside. We're like, everyone's us. You know, this is the whole point. It's like, I used to be very mechanical like she was, and then I grew and got higher. So am I gonna judge that former part of myself? Of course not. I'm gonna raise the bar higher for both of us. And that is the assignment. The assignment is not to keep labeling back, forth, good, bad, right, or wrong. I'm right, you're wrong, I have more light, because that's still judgment. The assignment is to bring up the light for all. And that's what you're coming. But you have to come into your light in order to bring that forth for everyone. But you are, and there's your card, destiny, sweetheart. So good. That is your message. I hope it helps. And did you have a question or comment?
I am you and you are me.
Yes.
I do that all the time. You know, I started my taxes, my anniversary. I don't know. I got obsessed. I said, let me try that app online. Instead of going to the woman and spending all this money, and then she has to fix her mistakes that I already knew. You know what I mean? Like, I'm calling the mistakes. This woman's had like 40 years of experience as the enrolled agent, and I'm like paying her tons of money. And I knew what she missed. You know what I mean? So I was like, wow. So I did a call like yours. And I don't know if I got too judgy on her, but there were a few others, like when I called Fidelity, and a guy's older than me, but I could tell from, and he said he's been in this field 40 years, and he had no clue to explain to me whether, you know, I know it's not all FDIC, but there's SIPC. I knew it. He didn't say it. And I'm like, he wasn't explaining it the way I had like already known, but I was just checking. And I was like, what? So I was like, yeah, I'm judging. I'm like, who are they hiring on the phone these days? God only knows, it's whoever they can pay the least to. My daughter says this, mom, you know, like when I always have like a certain order at Wendy's, right? And they keep messing up. They don't speak in English. I shouldn't say anything, but it's like they gave me the opposite of what I ordered or whatever, someone else's food. And it's, my daughter goes, mom, forget about it. They don't pay. That's why they're hiring like people who have absolutely no experience, so they can get away without paying high, you know, what do you call it? Pay. So paying what they should pay for the workers.
Right.
So anyway, but what I'm saying is, what you said about, I don't know about whether I'm supposed to go on a trip. I was thinking before you called on me that I should go, instead of running to BJ's and Publix for the things I need because my daughter's coming home tonight, and it's not just for her. It's the things that I ran out of when I had the, you know, used my garage fridge, and I haven't bought the things that I need. But at the same time, my throat's feeling scratchy, and I'm feeling run down, and I'm like, okay, I gotta listen to that and go back in the bed. I'm gonna do that after the group. What you said about the dancing, doing a dance, well, what happened was I stayed up late, like I get up really early, like the old time, you know what I mean? The old time, like really, it's really like if it's like four, how did we go? We lost an hour, right? I get up at five, it's really four in the morning, whatever. But then I stayed up late because I started dancing around the house, and I have this frame drum that some wonderful person in this group sent me for my birthday. Oh. Okay? Yeah. I don't know if I could say her name, Jennifer. And I was using the frame drum, and I was watching YouTube's and music and stuff, and I thought of you because George Harrison came on with Ringo. That was like some kind of anniversary thing like 10 years ago in LA. And I just kept letting the music play, and I was just dancing around because I'm supposed to do bone weight-bearing activities to help my spine and my bone and hips and everything. And I was thinking to myself, you know, that I have a treadmill, I've had it for years. It's so boring. I don't want to get on it. And then I'm looking up, well, dancing is just as good. So why don't they tell you, everyone, like every physiotherapist, oh, you must do this exercise and lift these weights. I decided to do intuitively what my body wants to do. So I did my modified push-ups that I like doing. I'm getting really good at them. And I know that's strengthening my arms. Maybe I don't like the weights, you know, the hand weights. Or I don't have the right kind, but I don't want to do what, like, I never liked, like, structured exercise. So I did plenty, probably overdid it. Because I was just like, you know, I was careful. And I was like, this is way more fun than buying equipment or joining a gym or having someone tell me what to do and stand over me, you know? So that's maybe what you picked up on, because it became not just physical, it was spiritual. And it was very healing for me to even like listen to music. And that was like, that's organic.
There you go.
Oh. So you picked up on, but that tax thing, H&R Block, well, H&R Block Online, that's what I'm going to do with my daughter. Hers is easier. But mine, I just put it on hold because I realized that I think I need to itemize. I had a lot of medical. And then I'm thinking, done it last year too. I may have to amend. But I'm just like, I found out, well, you know, You can get extended for free, a free extension. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to like not obsess, because I got very, very stressed. Exactly, I know exactly the feeling you were having. So thank you so much.
Mwah. You're welcome so much. Feel better, honey.
Thanks.
Enjoy your daughter. Hello, Noah.
Hi, Nicole. Can I have a message, please?
Sure. And say your name, my love.
Noah?
Say it one more time.
Noah?
Say yes to your growing self. Oh my gosh, you have just opened up a latch. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Noah?
Say yes to your growing self. Really listen to yourself. I know you skirted on at the end, but there's a reason you came after Kim. Because Kim is discovering her true self at last, and so are you. So I don't know if you're going to start channeling. I don't know if you're going to start seeing someone's insides. I don't know what spiritual gift has arrived, but I feel it and it is very strong. When I pull a card, I get third eye chakra. Say your name again, my love.
Noah.
Just know that you know. All these cards and this card fell out of my deck as I was starting to reshuffle, and it's the same card, third eye chakra again. Say your name again, my love.
Noah.
Really know that you know. Trust that you can channel. Trust that your guides are mastered. Trust that you have spiritual development. And cannot make this up. All these cards, third card, third eye chakra again. I really don't know what else to say after that. That's extraordinary to me, my friend. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Noah.
You've opened up to a new class. You've opened up to a new energy exchange. You've opened up to a new assignment. You've opened up new vitality. You've opened up to a new liftoff status. So just pay attention to what you're now seeing, what you're now understanding. So remember, we see things with physical sight. That's like level one. But we're going to be seeing everything from the new earth status. So we're seeing everything from our spiritual sight. And so that's unity consciousness, where everything actually is you. You're sourcing everything. You're dreaming everything. There's nothing separate from you. Everything changes upon your observation. So if everything's you, there's nothing that you don't know, that you don't access, that you can't read, that you don't receive on many levels besides plain sight. So your next card is World card, because, and it says embrace, and this is like probably the only time that word actually makes sense to me with this card, because I usually just call it the World card because it is in Tarot. But it's embracing your new discovery, your new authority. Say your name again, my love.
Noah.
Trust that you know. Trust that you know, and I'm receiving you. You've got master guides that are instructing you, teaching you, guiding you always. So the card I now have is win or lose. So that means 3D reality. And so when you're busy in 3D reality, change your mind. It's as simple as that. In a split second, you can change your mind and report to the light. And so the second you report to the light, your circumstances change because your reality changes, because you've now pivoted to a new lighter reality, a new version of yourself. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Noah.
So the more that you understand that you're, oh gosh, what would be the word? I've got Moses here, and I absolutely positively do not know why. I don't know why Moses is here. Crown chakra, I'll give you the card while I figure this out. Noah, say your name again, my love.
Noah.
You're on assignment is all I know. You're on assignment. You know Moses, but you also know this guy. Who is he? He feels like we knew him as a, what would you call that? Like philosopher or poet. But he had wisdom inside. So whether it's like a Rumi or Plato or something like that, but he's with you, whoever he is, he's with you and guiding you, as is Moses. Moses of all people, oh my gosh. I'm trying to get information from Moses. So one moment, my friend. Noah, say your name one more time, my love.
Noah.
Well, what I can tell you, thank you, what I can tell you is the second I start tuning into that energy, I can't even explain to you how powerful I feel, how strong I feel. Excuse me, I'm like totally awake. I wasn't sleepy, but I just feel like I just had an energy drink or something. I mean, I really do. I feel like I just had coffee or whatever. All these cards, crown chakra again. Say your name again, my love.
Noah.
Thank you. I feel like now would be a great time to start journaling or something. The reason being, you're going to start channeling. So if you just start journaling, at some point, you're going to start channeling. And that's just how I feel, like those energies are going to come in. So whether it's in the written word, whether you just say it out loud, or whether you start noticing things. Gosh, I wish I could get this for you. Noah, say your name again, my love.
Noah.
Thank you. Know that you know. I'm just going to say that. The reason being, if you start from the premise, and they're saying, and the accuracy, start from the accuracy that you know, then you shall know. So you're starting from the affirmative, you're starting from the positive, you're starting from the graduated status. Coming together. Say your name one more time, my love.
Noah.
Just thank you. Just allow that higher source communication to travel in. Say your name one more time, my love.
Noah.
Anytime, here's what I want to say to you. Anytime you've got trouble, they don't mean trouble. They just mean annoyance, angst, little problem, whatever. Remember to call on the light inside. Remember that help is with you, helps by your side. And that's what I feel like you're at, is like you're shifting your consciousness to your new station, to your new commodity, to your new reality. Say your name one more time.
No.
It's really good. So when I'm looking at you, you're walking it out. And so sometimes you forget to take that step higher and you take a step back, but then you remember and then you're good to go again. So just know you're being escorted to a higher reality, a higher field, and you're already there, but you're still learning to slide. You're still learning to decide. You're still learning to trust. So when I'm looking at you, say your name again, my love.
Noah.
Thank you. They're saying just say symphony of lights. But what they're showing me, oh gosh, it's at Boomers. You don't need to know that. It's like an arcade thing for kids here. But in any event, it's some kind of game where there are squares on the floor and they light up at different times. So when this square lights up, you hop on that, you get it, and then you go here. Wherever it lights up, you kind of travel. And so they're showing that because that's what you're deciding upon. Like, you're learning how to walk with the light. You're learning how to answer the light. You're learning how to receive the light. But what I love about you is the light is there and it's here to stay. So it's not a problem always, meaning that if you miss, like think about that game. If I miss the square the first time, that's okay, because it's still lit up and I could go back to it later. Say your name again, my love.
Noah.
So in other words, what they're trying to share with you is there's no wrong and there's no error. So if I miss it the first time, I don't get the point, but I don't lose a point. It's so important for you to know that. You don't lose anything, you can only gain. So when I remember to go back to it, boom, point. Say your name one more time.
Noah.
Super good. It's super good. You somehow have transferred on faith. You've walked into a new field. And what you're learning to do is to feel your way, to find your way. So again, you've got master assistance, you've got master guidance, and you're learning to make use of it. And the only way you do it is practice, really. But it's so, so good. And it's a level higher, I can guarantee you that, from when we last engaged. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Noah.
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, it really is. You've got someone coming up behind you and like giving you a bear hug. I don't know who they are.
I can feel it.
I don't know who they are, but they seem to like you and they seem to know you. I know, isn't that cool? So cool you felt that. Positive forward movement. You're very well liked, you're very well favored. When I say you're very well favored, the energy I have running through my legs on your behalf is extraordinary. Not to make you a racehorse, but when they say you're very well favored, it's like as if you were a racehorse. It's like, oh, you know, Noah's favored in the second race of the day or whatever. You are really very well favored. That is your message. It is lovely. It is beautiful. It's you know, like a second away from fantastic. I mean, it's just that good. It really is. That is your message. I hope it helps. And did you have a question?
I just wanted to ask about the validity of another channel, if that's okay, if you can sense if their energy is positive.
Sure. Say
I had a session with them recently. Their name is Anastasia.
I like the name. Okay, so one moment. Say your name and Anastasia's name, please.
Noah, Anastasia.
she can grow. I'm assuming it's a she. She can grow and she's holding herself back. And I know this message is for her, not you, but we'll get to you. But she's holding herself back. It's sort of like she found something that works and she's staying there. But she's not supposed to. She needs to keep growing. She needs to keep moving forward. She needs to keep stretching a mile. So she's doing herself a disservice. I'm assuming she's making money what she's doing, but she's holding herself back. That's the first thing I want to say. Say your name and her name again.
Noah Anastasia.
Yes or no? Gosh, I wonder what someone would say about me. It's so funny. Yes or no? So what I mean about that is some things are super good and some things she needs to grow more. And I mean, welcome to the club. Like, I honestly, I hate to say this, but I almost feel bad for the people that came to my group my first year. There's just no way I was sharing the level of light that I'm sharing now. I mean, I couldn't, I wasn't there yet. So that's how I feel about her. In some places, yes, some places she needs to grow a little bit. And I want her to, she's ready to, I don't know, it's like she found her formula. So I'm just staying here. So just imagine if I channeled Merlin or whatever. And what do? I channel Merlin. Well, that's good, but maybe her assignment's more than just channeling Merlin. So that's where it's like, I want her to turn around and see what's behind her. In any event, in terms of the accuracy of what you received, say your name and her name one more time.
Noah Anastasia.
Thank you. Well, I kind of delivered the message overall. So my next question is there a specific item you would like to address that makes you ask the question?
Well, I guess that she claims to be of like a very high stature, energetically speaking. But I'm not quite sure if it's justified or not. Because like your message was so uplifting and positive, and I walked away from hers like kind of not the same way. But I'm wondering if that's just me.
Say her name one more time, my love.
Anastasia.
Well, here's what I want to say to that. The Dalai Lama says he's just a simple monk. If you ask him about his high energetic status, he will dispute it. And he will say, I'm just a simple monk. He's walking around enlightened. He's serving a particular role. So my guess is he probably goes in and out of enlightened awareness. Because it's not his job to just be a guru in this lifetime. But you would never hear him say, I hold high, whatever you just said to me. The reason he says, I'm just a simple monk, is so that he stays out of his ego. The reason he's got the power he does, and if you come into his auric field 3 miles away, you feel it, is he's egoless. So my humble opinion is anyone that's telling you how high they are, they're telling you that from ego. How could you not? How could you not? Because the second you place label of who's higher and who's lower, you're in separation consciousness. So if I'm saying I'm higher than you, it's my ego saying that to you.
I guess I just felt that the other day and needed some confirmation because it was weighing heavily upon me that I could believe in that kind of outdated consciousness for so long.
Well, I feel like there's a reason you called this forth, and that's the important thing. So this is about your own growth, and this is about your own lifestyle, and this is about your own corrected vision. So how I would take it is to use it to have you trust yourself even more so. To use it to have you trust yourself even wiser. I have people that will pull tarot cards for me or whatever it is, and they give me the answer, and I totally get why they're telling me what they're telling me based on what they're seeing, based on their level of consciousness. I interpret the cards very differently based on the level of consciousness I'm aligned to. So I don't have judgment for them because I understand they can only bring forth what they can bring forth. So there's not a compliment, but there's a like an uprising higher that occurs with that, because instead of it being a problem, it actually becomes a confirmation that I do know what I'm doing. And that's what I would present to you. So if you can receive that in recognizing, I must have high energy that I'm seeing things that she wouldn't, or I understand things that perhaps are not being presented. Anything where you can express yourself in a higher value is what's being recommended. And to have the compassion where all of us are being shown the door and we're all a little timid still, to be very honest. We're still holding ourselves back. Me included, we all are. So remember, everyone's your mirror. So your job is to use all good information. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. All right, and love to Anastasia. Still love that name. Indeed, we surround all with light, love, and truest understanding. Thank you, everybody, so much for joining, sharing in the transmission. So much love to everybody. We'll be back Tuesday at 11 a.m. Mwah! Have a beautiful, light-filled rest of your day.
Mwah! Thank you.
You're welcome. Much love, everyone.
Thank you. Love to everyone.